Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to Within the Light podcast, where we enter deep portals of the mind through conscious conversations and authenticity. I'm your host, Ash. Hopefully not forgotten. It's been literally almost a year, and reason being is calibration, recalibration, figuring out where my actual intention is going with this. And where my voice is going within this and the things that I want to bring to the table for you all to journey with me on, and also just the intention again behind it originally, and just where we want to go again, just where we are journeying to, where we want to explore new topics and bring in different points of conversation and new deep thoughts and different ways to look at it in a different perspectives. And so on today's episode, to segue into the interview process, I wanted to get us started on a subject that I love to talk about, which is frequency. We all have frequency in our lives, and the frequency can be in any place that we're feeling. It could be in the clothes we wear. It could be in the music we listen to, the films, the shows that we watch, the lighting that we choose to have in our environment, even the placement of mirrors. It could literally go on forever. Frequency is everywhere. And depending on that frequency, as humans, we are all frequency as well. So we're taking on these different frequencies, whether it be a higher frequency or a lower frequency. And so within that, we're really exploring this way of looking at life through the things that we bring into our own reality through frequency. Exploring music and looking at it through different angles. I've talked about this in the past. It's the feeling that you get when you listen to a certain frequency of music. You'll feel a certain way. That in itself says so much. A certain frequency that you feel when you hear a certain instrument, or when the instrument is going in different calibers and different sounds, that says it as well. You'll know when it sounds sad, or when it sounds happy or excited, or when it's just moving in a very constant, beautiful, flowing way. So there's all these different ways of looking at it. And I mentioned fabric as well. The fabrics that we wear, especially to today's society, and societal norms, if you will, are just atrocious when we look at the scheme of where we should be with fabrics. We talk about how we're using recycled plastic and creating clothing. Now, in the scheme of recycling, it's great to figure out a way to repurpose, I suppose. However, putting it on our bodies and the frequency that we are actually supposed to be at is, it's just so wrong. Our frequency, I just read recently, is at around 100, and 100% cotton, organic cotton, I should say, 100% organic cotton is around that same 100 field. A dead person's clothing is at 40, so that kind of gives you a bit of a scale there. Polyester clothing, nylon clothing, anything made from a plastic source or acrylic, you know, any of that, those fake fabrics out there, those frequencies are lower than 40. And so that gives you a very, very strong point of frequency when it comes to just our clothing, which seem to be just dormant on our bodies. However, when we go back to this idea that everything in our midst have frequency, this planet is its own breathing organism. It has its own frequency in itself. It has multiple frequencies working within that. And so with that, whatever we're bringing in into our own frequency and whatever we're putting out, that's an even exchange of that energy. And we have to be mindful of that, especially today. We have to be mindful of the vibration of our food. We have to be mindful of the vibration of literally everything we're bringing in, because EMFs are constantly attacking our bodies. So again, the clothing we wear, the protection that we gain against that EMF when we're not using our devices, things of that nature, bringing calming lighting into your environment, bringing nature into your environment, such as plants or water or just whatever makes you feel calming. These are the things that we need to make ourselves feel nurtured and connected to nature within our homes as well, and bringing our systems at a very balanced, harmonious state. And I've talked about the chakras in the past briefly. I want to touch on them as well, because the chakras also have a frequency of color, and they have a frequency in general that move through our bodies. And they start with our lower chakra, which is the root chakra, which starts with the red color. And obviously, if we look at what red represents, it's not always a positive thing. And it doesn't mean that it isn't positive when it's used positively. I'm just saying, in a sense of the materialistic world and the lower vibrational energy is where that comes from. And so you can't fight that. It's not going to have as high of a frequency as white or as a purple or these frequencies that kind of live in those higher vibrationals. And so we can look at these frequencies just within that and see so much movement going on and so much choice going on as well as to what we bring in to our own frequency field. Our own aura has its own vibration going on and sending out way beyond our bodies what's going on within our systems. And that is also something that we send out from our own energy field. That all comes into play with what I'm talking about here. And I think that, again, if we're more mindful of what we're putting out and what we're pulling in, and all of these different ways of looking at our environments and the things that we love and the things that bring us joy and the things that make us feel balanced and connected back to Earth and Source, these are these frequencies that we need to be in, especially right now on this planet. And so that's what I'm talking about when, you know, there are these ways that we can look at things and there are these unseen energies that go on. And this is all kind of in that same realm of what we actually don't see and what we're actually affecting. Because what we believe about ourselves is actually the frequency that we will be in. And this message has been coming to me a lot lately, so I really feel the need to send it out as well, because what we believe is our frequency. What we believe about ourselves is going to be the frequency that we get back. There's a reason why we use that phrase, and I use it all the time. Whatever you put out comes back times three. So put out love, put out courage, put out strength, put out the things that you want to receive back, put out confidence. Put out the types of things that you want to achieve in life and picture your life already accomplishing them before you even get to such point. These are the points of liberation. And I know this because I feel the frequency. I'm getting myself in the frequency. I'm not getting on my high horse about the subject. I'm speaking on it from a place of resonance and also a place of a student. I want to come back to the place of the knowing and the learning and the place of understanding where this frequency can lead. And this frequency, and I have said the word a million times already, but I think if we continue to utilize the energy of what we're actually wanting to bring in rather than what we're not wanting or not wanting to bring in, that is where we become in alignment with what we're actually supposed to be doing. And it could be something completely different than what you thought you needed or what you wanted. It could come in a whole different form. It's this idea of being open to purpose and open to what you feel is good for you right now. And setting these boundaries so that you can stay in that alignment to continue along that path. That is going to bring in the collective, the best, highest version of you. And a lot of people say the highest, most version of yourself. And it sounds very, you know, mumbo jumbo, if you will. It's basically just getting into a place with your highest self. That is what I'm speaking on. Your highest self, what that looks like, you determine what that looks like. Even right and wrong is subjective. We're all here to create our own realities, in my opinion, through the creator. And so that is where we are gaining that momentum to keep that energy. And we'll go back to the chakra system, because that is literally the kundalini moving up your spine, which is your strength. It's what gives you your backbone, literally, to stand up for what you believe in, for what you want to do, where you want your life to go. I've equated this to being a vegan in a room full of meat eaters, you know, standing up for what you believe in and standing behind your own truth and seeing people in their own truth, honoring them. That's where we're going to elevate. The Schumann Residence is the highest it's ever been on this planet, and there's a reason for that. There are more star seeds than there ever have been here, and we're all being activated right now. All humans are being activated to step up. And when I say step out, I don't mean you have to have some radical activist or radical just journey in general. It can simply just having a different mindset that you live by. It could be simply just going on beach walks every day instead of just doing whatever you were doing before, having a barefoot walk in the grass. It literally could be just this little frequency of shift. And I keep saying frequency because our planet is shifting frequencies as well. And so in order for our bodies to feel comfortable, if we will, amongst this shift, we really want to get ourselves in a place where our nervous system feels balanced. Again, with all of these things that we're bringing into our environment. We can look at 4th of July just happened, for example. Animals, for example, my dog feels it several days before. He knows that those frequencies of the fireworks are going to come in and then they're going to scare the shit out of him. And he acts lethargic, like I said, days before. Animals are so in tune with the planet. They don't need to speak because they can understand frequency. They understand what they need to do. And so that's what I'm talking about here. There's a reason why animals in the oceans can speak with echolocation. There's a reason why these frequencies are here. And so we're here to tap into them. That's why we're on this planet. These are the planet frequencies that we are here to feel, including emotional frequencies. And so I want to get into that a little bit because there are all these different types of hertz, and I don't know if we're all familiar with that, but different types of hertz that we can bring into our own frequencies to balance out different types of emotions that we might feel, because emotions are impermanent and they're not fully a part of us. We're just feeling them and then we move through them for a reason. And so if we look at, like I said, hertz, and we're looking from the lower level of the hertz, which is 174 on a list that I just found recently. So we'll just go through them. So 174 hertz removes pain. 285 hertz influences energy field. 396 hertz liberates you of fear and guilt. 417 hertz facilitates change. 432 hertz miracle tones of nature. 528 hertz repairs your DNA. 639 hertz heals relationships. 741 hertz awaken intuition. 852 hertz attracts soul tribe. And 963 hertz connect with light and spirit. And so when we think about, say, a tuning fork or a singing bowl, or when they connect little machines up to plants and they have these little frequencies and sounds that they make, this is what I'm talking about. They're speaking to us. We can speak back to them with our own frequency. And when you start to do this and control your energy in this way, you're starting to feel life differently, almost kind of as if you're a little high all the time or feeling it through the mushroom eye, if you will, the psilocybin eye. It's looking at things like they're pulsing because they are. They're pulsing with frequency. It's like when we see these time-lapse videos of plants, there's a reason why they're moving around because they're feeling stuff. We think that they're just dormant in a pot, and really there's just so much more going on there. There's communication, there's light, and basically they're communicating with us as well and what they need. And trees communicate. Again, frequency. So with all of that, I wanted to get us into a new vibration of a higher level of conversations with frequency of where we're going on this planet. I want to get a little weird with it in a way, in a sense that we're talking more on a level of the alien things in life, if you will. And so I'm going to be having a lot of guests in my circle, specifically in California, but, you know, continuing on and spreading that out with different conversational topics that I hope that you will all enjoy, that I know I enjoy, to expand the mind even more. And I love having these conversations because you end them and you feel like you could go so much deeper. It's almost like you've opened up a portal to knowing nothing, if that makes sense. And that's how I feel about astrology. And that's also why I have been hella called to do this right now, because we are moving into a huge nodal shift. And specifically, we're shifting out of my actual birth nodes, which are the Scorpio South Node and the North Node in Taurus. We're shifting literally tomorrow, July 17th, and we're going to have a double Cancer with a new moon there. It is going to feel wild. But there's always a reason, is what I say. And we can continue to feel however we need to feel to move through these emotions. And the reason why I think we're really connecting to our emotions and having this really big shift in this nodal situation, like I said, on the day of the new moon in a double Cancer, is because we need to feel these emotions that we've been subsiding. We need to feel these emotions that we have escaped as a collective. We need to feel these emotions that we've not sat with. We need to feel these emotions that we have not felt, in whatever way that we've been avoiding them as a collective. I know there's a lot of stuff that I've been avoiding, and I don't even know that I've been avoiding it in a sense, because some of it's ancestral. However, there are moves that I'm going to make within specifically my dad's side in the next year that are going to shift that for me, regardless of the outcome. Just opening up that energy will shift things. And they're not just going to shift them for me. They're going to shift them for my whole side of my dad's family. It is a long time coming for this one. And I'm going to bring you all in on that story as well. So with that, I'll invite you to be in a place of consciousness of your frequency moving forward. What you're bringing in. What you're listening to. If it makes you feel not good, then turn it off. Listening to nothing is better than listening to a low vibrational frequency of music. And I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of mainstream low vibrational frequencies out there. So my strong opinion would be to bring in music from your personal devices of your personal choosings, whether we do cues or whether we do personal playlists. I talk about music a lot because it can literally change your whole frequency, like I was saying. And so if we can find different frequencies of hertz that we can listen to while we're in meditation or when we're falling asleep, there's these beautiful theta hertz waves that I love to listen to when I'm falling asleep, because we're going into a subconscious mind as well when we're going to sleep. So these are these states where our mind can actually be recalibrating and in a very, very high frequency to be also just protected as well. And so I've noticed a shift in my sleep since I started listening to it again. I just started listening recently in the last couple weeks. And before, I was listening to comforting sounds such as water or nature, which was lovely. But again, I've just noticed since I've shifted to this theta, I've noticed a significant, just deeper sleep that I can get into as well. So again, there's no coincidence there. So I will leave you with, again, the thought of the frequency moving forward and the thought of where you want your entire field to be, moving into these newer earth frequencies and vibrations of the planet and the collective and our connection to it. And I invite you to come on the new journey with me and my interview style that I've been talking about since the beginning, mixed with solo casting as well. And again, uncovering some new family lineage stuff that I cannot wait to unfold with you all. Until we meet again, have a blessed day. I love you all.